This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In Melbourne, Australia, the International AIDS Conference is taking place with many labour unionists attending. Organisers of the conference said that while there has been tremendous progress in the treatment of the disease, much more has to be done. There are more than 34 million people living with HIV, the virus that leads to AIDS. But as many as half of those people do not know their HIV status. Unions can play an essential role at the workplace by helping workers learn if they have HIV. Hilda Marima Nitsame is with the Confederation of South African Workers Union.
I think it is very important because women play a very important role, a vital role in the lives of our people in South Africa. And because we are the vulnerable group, the way we are biologically structured, we are receivers. So it is important for unions to make sure that HIV and AIDS is addressed at the workplace. It can be efficient if we concentrate on a know your status strategy, where workers are encouraged to know their status, because if you know your status, you will not be vulnerable or cause problems to other people.
The international labor movement is part of the Getting to Zero campaign. Zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths. Jaap Wynen is a Deputy General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global labor body which represents national union centers.
34 million people living with HIV/AIDS, 90% of them are workers, and 60% have no access to health care. That shows, of course, an enormous lack of social justice. And in this case, that's a matter of life and death. Social economic policies are the main determinants of health. To change this injustice, the continuous commitment of leaders of trade unions is needed. We ask you to keep HIV/AIDS high on your agenda, on your list of priorities. By addressing social economic determinants of vulnerability, by achieving zero, but really zero, employment-related discrimination of people living with HIV. And by addressing social injustice in access to prevention and to the treatment, and by extending social protection. Our request to the leaders of trade unions is to keep full pressure on your government, and to write and to send your messages to the international agencies.